When you're teaching Kalas, you never know exactly what idiosyncrasies they might have. And there's a Kala, I told the Kala teacher that she's only going to the mikvah if she goes in the Yam. So the Kala teacher went with her, and they went out to the rocks, and she went in, and when she went in, gave her robe to the Kala teacher. But one thing that she forgot to give was her Crocs. She was table in her Crocs. B'di'eved, is it also latvila or not? Even latvila, can you be terrible in Crocs or not? So really, the end of the Simon talks about being terrible in begadim, but these are lechera begadim refuyim, trafui. Lechera al tzad, it should be also latvila. Even lechatchila, maybe it should be okay if not for the Rama in the beginning of Sefalas. The shaila is there a problem being terrible on top of ikli, davar makabel tumah? You're standing on top of something which is makabel tumah. And Sif Lamed Aleph says that according to the Ravid, you're not allowed to be tevil on top of shlivos shel eight that are in the mikvah. You're not allowed to be tevil on top of the ladder because you've been tevil on top of the kli, and therefore it's a problem. Zeres Machatzai. So what's the story over here? So the truth is that this halacha is not so muskum. It's not exactly so clear what the iser is. And how we pass from the Maisa. The Gemara says in the Samachov from the Vav that Isha Litisal Agabe Klicheret, Savar of Kanal Vimur, from Xeris Marchatois. Rav Kanal thought that the reason is because of Xeris Marchatois, that if we're going to allow you to be Tevil on top of a Kli, then you might become to be Tevil inside of a base of Merchat, and that's a Tvil of a Kli, therefore that's not good. Therefore, they said that it doesn't work. That's not the reason. In Kenya Gabi Silt, but Gabi Silt would be okay. On top of a piece of wood, which is not a cleave, there's no Kharash in this Machatois. So he said, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because of Biasusa. Because she's scared. She's not going to be tevil properly if she's standing on the back of a cleave. She's scared she might fall off. She might be tevil properly. And therefore, even if you're standing on a piece of wood, it's not a cleave, it's going to be a problem. There's a big nafkamina between the Tam Merchatois and the Tam of Biasusa. The Tam Merchatois is possible even with the oven. The Tam Yisus is the Lechatchila. It doesn't pass with the oven. The Shel is, how do we pass with the Lechatchila? Was the Gemara Chayzer from Mechatzayis says there is no Chashash from Mechatzayis B'chlal. The only Chashash is Yisusa. Or no. Over here, the Chashash is not Dafka Mechatzayis. It's Yisusa and it applies even not on top of a Kli, but there is a Shosh, it's a Chashash from Mechatzayis. That is Machlekes Rishonim, says the B'Seisa. According to the Ravid, even looking at Maskanim, there's a Torah of Mechatzayis and I'll be taken on top of Dabur, which is Mechabal Tumah. That means not totally in Kli. The din of Xeris Machatzayis going to derive it is you're not allowed to be table on top of davar shel makabel tumah. That means that if it's kli, back of a kli cheres, even though it's a kli, but since it's not makabel tumah, it's not a problem. But if it's pshuti kli eitz and it's roili makabel tumah, then it's going to be a problem. So according to him, it's all dali in whether or not davar makabel tumah. In fact, there are chashuchim. What shaykes? Why should it make a difference davar makabel if the Xeris after Machatzayis, which is a kli? So what's the difference between makabel tumah and not makabel tumah? Not clear, he says, but that's what the rabbi learns. That's the mechaber pasim b'loch lemos. Memeil the Lavosh screams Shraiz Chavekayim. When I came to town, he says I became a Rav in Shtot. I found that the older Mikvayas, they have these planks of wood on the bottom. I don't understand how the wood being Tevel. Lachar, these are Dover, which is Roy the Kabbal Tumah. Shutikli Yates, Nisarim, that are Roy the Kabbal Tumah. I don't know what to do. Don't tell me, Mokum Yehid Nichlin, and Shemayim is Gadabai, because then you're going to be Maitel Azam, Kol Rishinim, that they're all Tevel, we're in Tevel. What are you going to do? What can we say? All the Gedei Lechrenim are busy with this. Says the Shach and the Bach. It's not a problem. Why? Because you're right, if you'd be miyachidit for medras to stand on, for something to sit on, then it would be makabel tumah. But over here, as soon as they made these planks of wood, their intention was to put them into the mikvah and attach them to the ground. So the whole intention was to be mechaber to the ground and to use it attached to the ground. Therefore, it never was makabel tumah beforehand. It's not a problem. If you'd make it into a ladder and then attach it to the ground, then you'd have an issue because it already became a kli beforehand. Says the Taz, if you're madai good in the Rashba, Chazanish says, the truth is, it isn't Madurik in the Rashba like this, even though we don't pass him at the Saz. But the Rashba says, even if it's a Roy for Medras, even if you weren't Miyachadit for Medras, but it's a Roy for Medras, had you been Miyachadit with Mekabal Tumah, then in a climate it's a problem. A branch of a tree is not Roy for Medras, because you can't stand on it, you can't stand on it, but a plank of wood is. So even if you weren't Miyachadit, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that your intention was to attach to the Mekabal. Mela, it's very schwer, how do we table? Zakter, we don't pass like the Ravid. The reason why we're table is we don't pass like the Ravid. And we pass them that there's no Zeres Machatzayis to Maskana Zagamara. We pass them like the Rosh and the Rash, that the whole thing of being table in the back of a Kli is a different Chashash. you might come to be tovel inside of a kli knira that's not gzeres matzoyis, or you might become to be tovel in a kli which is next to a mayan that doesn't have the shear to be mechaber to the mayan of shverfer tanoi. I don't have a shear mikvah. Mamela, we don't pass like the ravid, and therefore it's not a chash b'chal. We don't hold gzeres matzoyis. If that's the case, the chayro, so then being tevel on top of, how do we pass on the chalmaitz? We pass on the shach that we pass on like the raven? We pass on the taz that we don't pass on like the raven? It's not clear. A lot has to do with the shevet lady, the shuvah about it. If you look, Reish Aleph, for those that are learning voice now, the shach seems to go with the zeres machatzayis and simon Reish Aleph, and it seems to be that's the simon sak. And the shevet lady says, in a chanami, that's how we go. And the male, if a woman was tevel in socks, or in shoes, or in slippers, then in a chanami, you're tevel on top of the davar, which is and it's problematic. Mashenkin, if you hold like the Taz, it could be that as long as you table the kli that you're being standing on, if you're table entire kli into another mikvah, then it's not a problem. So for us, being table in a kli, and that kli is inside of a mikvah, it's not a problem. But maybe if you're going into the mikvah with your crocs, it shouldn't be a problem. Shiv Levi says, b'di'evit, for sure it's no good. However, Tain, the Shaila is over here, b'chlal, are crocs a davar shel mekabel tuma? Maybe crocs are not considered a davar shel mekabel tuma. So I saw the Badei Shulchan, he Tainas, that he brings down from the Chazon Ish that a kli which is made out of plastic or gumi or rubber is not mekabel tuma. He says, however, if you have nylon, which they make into strings, they make it into, and you weave them into a beged, that would be mekabel tuma. Even though best of the, what? Levush? Moshe says no. It's machlekes, machlekes. He wants to say not to wait. He wants to say not to wait. Even the Ravad Yosef, even though he says that something which is made out of strands that are not makabel tumah, but if there's any little bit of makabel tumah which is attached with, then the whole thing is makabel tumah, even though it's a red. Azizak, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Rambam says, first in the Rambam. That's the bite. Kitzer, that's how he goes. So now, rubber, lachura, crocs, maybe are not even makabel tumah. So that's maybe, it's not like socks, it's not like shoes, they're not makabel tumah, and therefore, chayev atzad. Not only that, so the Bandi Shulchan, a different svar. He says the only problem of being tevel and kalim is if I'm inside of a kli. But if I'm wearing a beged, I'm wearing socks, I'm wearing shoes, that's not the gzeiras marchatzoyis that they were talking about. So even if I'm choishiv at the time of marchatzoyis, but gzeiras marchatzoyis when it looks like I'm being tevel in a kli. When you're tevel in your socks, it doesn't look like you're being tevel in a kli. There's no kshash, a person going to come to say, oh, if you're allowed to be tevel in socks, why is this? You're allowed to be tevel in a kli. There's no kshash, it's bottled to your goof, and therefore, there's a big tzad. Even Shever Levi says the Ma'aseh Naft about the Shulchan is Matzadeh that Peshas Atchak and Lachar B'di'evet by Kala. Lachar, there's what to be saying with Chon if she was table under Christ.